Entry tones are on.
Radio.
Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Open up heaven. Glory to God. Open up heaven, glory to God, where there are miracles, signs, and wonders taking place. Amen. Miracles, signs, and wonders in the midst of us. And we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, looks like we finally, after several days now, amen, able to get our system to synchronize, and we're back on Facebook. For those of you that are listening via Facebook or were listening via Facebook, or for those of you that know someone that was listening via Facebook, we finally got everything synchronized again. So we want to thank you for your patience. Thank you so much for your patience, people of God. Amen. Several of you, several did dial in because you were not able to get online. So we thank God for you. We thank God for each of you on tonight. God bless you. We love you. Glory to God. We're just so grateful that everything is in perfect alignment. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight for this day that he has made. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We bless him. We thank him. Amen. For bringing us together one more time. Amen. Brought us together in this place. And we're grateful to the Lord. We want to say to our radio listeners, God bless you. We're so grateful to be back with you. We are so grateful. We just want to thank God for you. Thank you again for your patience. Amen, Jesus. So many different things in so many different ways. But people of God, we are, glory be to God, the mighty conquerors. Amen. Glory to God. God has made us overcomers. And we're grateful for that, amen, that we take no denial. But we're back here, people of God. We thank God, amen, those that may have gotten off track. We thank God for you, amen, because we know that you're checking back, amen. Glory to God to see at the same place at the same time. And we're grateful to report, here we are. So we give God thanks and praise for you, people of God, tonight. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we are here on tonight. People of God, we are in day number 35 of our 40 days of prayer, right in line with our 40-day fast of intercession. We're grateful, amen. We've covered these prayer points all along the way, amen. And the Lord has expanded our borders. Listen, people of God, he has caused us to look up, look beyond, to look out. And we're so grateful for that. We're so very grateful for that, amen. We're grateful, grateful, grateful for that, people of God. And truly, we can say the Lord has done us well. Thank God for each of you that has come with us every step of the way. Amen, Jesus, whether you were here with us, amen, dialing in, listening in, we know that you were, amen, in oneness of spirit. So we thank God for you, people of God. Listen, and it's not over yet, amen. Glory to God, we have 5 more days, amen. And don't forget, people of God, that tomorrow, don't forget that tomorrow we start eating fruit and garden salads only. Fruit and garden salads only. Amen. Noon and garden salad at 6 p.m. Amen. Drink water and our juices in those third hours. And then we don't want to forget to maintain our bio-nutrient schedule daily. Amen, Jesus. Don't forget those are your B-complex, your D3. Amen, Jesus. You can ground up a little garlic and turmeric as well. Add that to your regimen. Amen, Jesus. But to just refresh your memory, listen, we know it's a stretch for several of you. Amen. But tomorrow we start fruits at 6 a.m., 12 noon, and garden salad at 6 p.m. Amen. Drinking your water. Some of you may elect to do a dry fast during this time. However the Lord leads you, just be led by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. This is our last 5 days, people of God. And we pray that you've been getting your scriptures in so that you can be spiritually empowered as we have been going forth in this time of consecration. Amen. Fasting and consecration. Amen. That's why we get our scriptures, so we're not just fasting. Amen. Fasting is abstaining, but we want to consecrate to give our spirit man, and we've been giving our spirit man something to, amen, concentrate on, amen, for the cleansing. We're cleansed by the word, amen. So we're grateful. We're grateful to the Lord. Again, this is night number 35, day 35. This is time of triumphant warriors, people of God, amen. And we're going into the spirit of the prayer warriors, amen, Jesus. Glory to God again. This is triumphant warriors, the triumphant warriors. I pray that God will allow us, amen, to go right straight through these prayer warriors, these prayer names, because they all fall in line with the golden candlestick. Amen. It's just so much. And we pray that God will give us an opportunity to unveil that to you, because it means something. Amen. And the 12, I'm sorry, and the triumphant warriors, that is the time of 3 o'clock a.m. That's the 3 a.m. hour. That's the 3 a.m. hour, people of God, which is the time of Gabriel, the messenger angel. Amen. A lot of times when the Lord, amen, speaks to his people, it's during that 3 a.m. hour. Amen. Glory to God. Also during that time, people of God, that's a lot of time. Amen. Jesus, the hour that a lot of prophets are in that watch, amen, in that vein to hear what the Lord was saying. Amen. Glory to God. So that's the triumphant warriors at 3 a.m. That is the hour, people of God. But we know God hears us anytime we pray. But it would just be good to put those things in perspective for you. And we pray that the Lord will allow us to do that at some time. Amen. For those that are ready, perhaps we'll be able to do a teaching series. It's a beautiful thing, people of God. Amen. There is so much in the Word of God. There is so much in the Word of God, people of God, that you just would not believe. Amen. Even in the Old Testament. But we thank God, amen, for our prophets. Amen. Thank God for our chief apostle, amen, who has gone in and pulled so many of these jewels out and pulled these things together so that we can see and have better understanding, so that we can see and have clarity in what the Lord is saying, so that we can see and have clarity in what this means in this hour, in this day, in this time. Amen. Glory to God, because it's patterns, it's types and anti-types. Amen. How many know the Lord didn't do away, amen, with the Old Testament, people of God, but people of God, it's just a mirror image. It's a mirror image of the New Testament. Amen. It sits, it gels right in line. But people of God, how can we see that? How can we understand that? Amen. Without a prophet to unveil those things for us. Amen. So we bless God. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Again, for our chief apostle, for all apostles and prophets, we give God praise and we give God thanks for them. Amen. Again, we pray that at some point the Lord will allow us, amen, to go in and pull out these jewels for you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Again, this is day number 35, time of the triumphant warriors. Amen. Jesus and the woman of God will be coming. Amen. Glory be to God. She's no stranger to the line. Of course, she's no stranger. We thank God for her longstanding commitment to come and be with us on Sunday and Monday night. Amen. And we have been so blessed by the woman of God. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, as we've always said, we always, in this 40 days of prayer, our platform is a little different. But tonight, people of God, we are, amen, going to get ready, amen, for our prayer warrior tonight. Our prayer warrior tonight is none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. Amen. Jesus coming to us by way of, amen, Jesus, Jerusalem Temple ETC. Amen. There at our headquarters church in Banks, Alabama. We give God thanks. We give God praise for her. We pray that you have come intentional on tonight and every night, that you've come intentional to intercede, to hear, amen, Jesus, what the Lord, and to put your faith and bring your faith together, amen, as we bombard heaven. Amen. We just believe. We know the heavens are shaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we pray that he will shake once again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight we're going to go ahead and get ready. We're going to ask our scripture reader to come on tonight, none other than Sister Mary Holland. And then after her, people of God, glory to God, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our prayer warrior and intercessor tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, Sister Mary. You have the platform.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN Advisor, to the PNN Prayer Warrior, and to you, all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 18th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watch it thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I have read to you 18 verses. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen. We bless God tonight for his word. We thank God tonight for Jesus Christ, who is the head of our lives. We thank God for the Holy Ghost, who is in the midst of us tonight, our Strina. Everything that we need is wrapped up in the Holy Ghost. We thank God tonight for everyone gathered from every nation, to Evangelist Bradley and her team. I greet you tonight in the precious name of Jesus, our soon coming King. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to deal with triumphant warrior tonight. Let us prepare our hearts as we go before the throne of God, because the Holy Ghost is in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Let us just look to the Lord tonight. Let us get in a place of reverence before the Lord as we get ready to go into an intercession for triumphant warriors. So let's go. We praise you tonight, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Our Father tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to praise and glorify your mighty, eternal, in everlasting name. You are, hallelujah, tonight, oh God, tonight. You are worthy to be praised, hallelujah, mighty God. You are worthy of all the glory in the name of Jesus. We praise you in this last hour, God. As we look all around us, we can see that evil has become worse and worse. But you are holy, you are good, and your mercy, God, endureth forever. Holy is your name. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Father, and hallelujah, mighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, we bow down before you. Hallelujah. Our great and glorious King of kings and our Lord of lords, you are the Alpha. You are the Omega, you are the beginning, and you are the end. We love you tonight, Jesus. We love you, God, with all our heart, mind, soul, and every shame that we have. If hallelujah tonight, God, we will hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah tonight, God. Robo Shanga the Bohosta. Glory, Jesus. If it was not for you, hallelujah tonight. If it was not for your love, God, we would not be here today. It's because of your grace and your mercy we are here on this platform tonight. Hallelujah, God. We would not be alive if it had you not been you that has spared our lives to see this time and this season. So we take the time out to thank you in the name of Jesus from the bottom of our hearts to the depth of our souls. Hallelujah. We tonight, we owe you a praise for being so good to us, for allowing us to come together just one more time in the name of Jesus. You are the first and you are the last. He that was and is to come. In the name of Jesus, we love you and adore you tonight, Jesus. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the lover and the bishop, the redeemer of our souls. We give you all the glory on this night, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, tomorrow is not promised to us. So we take the opportunity to praise you right now. There is nothing to be compared to you in this world, God. Nothing to be compared to you in the heavens. Hallelujah. Jesus, there is no God but you. We've come together tonight to bless you during this time of fasting and prayer. We dedicate all glory to God on tonight. We dedicate ourselves and our bodies to you as living sacrifices, oh God. Holy hallelujah tonight, Jesus. For hallelujah, mighty God, tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, mighty God. Holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you forgive us from all of our sins. Hallelujah. And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us from our shortcomings on tonight. From all, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Forgive us if we have sinned in what we have said. Forgive us for what we have sinned. If we sinned in the way that we taught and our actions, God, that is not pleasing in your sight, for forgiving us tonight. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins, the blood that covers our sins. We bless your name on this night. Hallelujah, Jesus. Faithful, eternal, and everlasting God. Compassionate Savior tonight. Our Redeemer, hallelujah, Jesus. We cover this platform and everyone that connected, wherever they are connected from, God, tonight with the blood of Jesus, from every attack and every fiery dart of the wicked one, hallelujah, on tonight. We declare, God, in this atmosphere that no weapon formed against us tonight and this platform shall prosper, hallelujah, Jesus, because we come as a triumphant warrior tonight to take control over this atmosphere. We come as triumphant warriors tonight in the name of Jesus to take control of the region over every backlash and spirit of retaliation tonight, God. As warriors, we cancel, hallelujah, every, my God, demonic force, and we cancel every demonic assignment that was sent to stop and to block this prayer tonight in the name of Jesus. We neutralize their powers right now in the name of Jesus. We shall prosper and we shall be in health as triumphant warriors, God, even as our souls prosper in the name of Jesus. As we praise you, hallelujah, God, your name tonight, as we lift you up tonight, we come as in tonight, hallelujah, God, we come fully clothed in the whole armor, hallelujah, to let the devil know that he is already defeated over 2,000 years ago. We must shake hands of the host fire. Yes, Lord God, on this night, we release angels tonight with flaming swords of fire, God, that are fully clothed in the hope I shall they can shand over host fire, the whole armor of God. Thank you, Lord God, tonight to fight on our behalf. Our God, as we come together in the name of Jesus, we clothe ourselves, God, in the whole armor. We come as warriors tonight in the name of Jesus. The battle and the victory has already been won by you. Thank you, Lord God, over 2,000 years ago. We cancel every wickedness in high places on this night. Hallelujah, God, over Shanga the Bahosta and every ruler of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah, God, spiritual wickedness, demonic forces that operate, God, through, oh God, the atmosphere tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel every demonic assignment that is sent to block, hallelujah, God, whatever we are about to send up unto you in prayer tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We come
bringing triumphant warriors before your throne. We come together tonight to give you thanks for delivering us from every evil that is upon the face of the earth as enemies tonight. In the name of Jesus, the kingdom, hallelujah, the power, glory to God, and the glory all belong to you forever and ever. Amen, Lord Jesus. We neutralize and bind the strong man tonight that has been sent against us to do evil. We bind the works of the devil and bring it to naught. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break up every illegal activity and right that gave them access from my God, the Devoshanda Bahaya, to do damage on this night. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, on tonight, every power, God, that is operating through the hemisphere and the stratosphere, God, hallelujah, God, the galaxies, the stars, the moon, and the sun, and the constellations, we destroy every, my God, we destroy their powers and the authority tonight. You gave us the power and the authority, and we use it tonight, God, to destroy them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we, my God, we must shake under the Bohosta. Every God evil that has been risen up, hallelujah, we come together, oh God, to pull it down. You said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the coming of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The earth was corrupt and full of violence, God, according to your word. It is worse now than then. And we know tonight that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. In the name of Jesus, we give you who gave us life, God, hallelujah, to set us and bring deliverance. We, God, as triumphant warriors and majestic overcomers, hallelujah, God, come tonight by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, we overcome, Lord God. We overcome. We will overcome. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies on this night. We are mighty warriors in the name of Jesus. Everything that the devil meant for our bad, you are turning it around, hallelujah, for our good right now as we come together, God, to pray tonight. We ask you to take control of this prayer and this platform right now. Hallelujah. Release your anointing on this night. Release your power, God. Release your fire tonight. Release your presence right now as we come together to lift you up. Hallelujah. In prayer, in the mighty name of Jesus, release the ladder of glory to Hadoboshandelebekansa. Release your ladder of glory tonight. Release the ladder of rain, my God, over, hallelujah, our lives right now as we come to stand in agreement, God, for every triumphant warrior on this land tonight and around the world. Tonight, in Jesus' name, release the spirit and the anointing of a warrior upon each and every one of us that have gathered here tonight. I declare that we are carrying the spirit of a warrior tonight, and we will triumph over every plan of the enemy on this night. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall upon us right now, God. We need a fresh touch from you on this night. Open unto us your good treasures as we pray tonight. Yes, God, about Sunday. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, tonight. Release an anointing, God, that will make this prayer easy. You are welcome, Lord Jesus. You are welcome to move on PNN tonight the way you want to move, the way you need to move. Hallelujah, God, we need you like we've never needed you before. In the name of Jesus, release your presence upon us right now, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall upon us right now. Hallelujah, God, as we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We cannot pray or intercede without your presence, Lord Jesus. We cannot pray and intercede without the anointing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, so release your power tonight. Release your presence, your presence on this night as we come before your throne on behalf of all triumphant warriors in the name of Jesus. You told us, God, in your word to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We come to make a joyful noise unto you tonight in prayer. We come to sing like Moses and the children of Israel tonight, even as they triumphant gloriously over their enemies. We come before you in prayer. We declare that we have triumphant over our enemies tonight. We are are more than conquerors through you who gave us the strength tonight. We have the victory, oh God, over all the plans. Yes, God, tonight over all the plans of Satan, God, I thank you. Over every demonic plot and plan. Hallelujah, God, every assignment, every snare and trap that is set. We praise you tonight because we are triumphant over, oh God, every test and every trial that you brought in our way in the name of Jesus. You said, serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. We come before your presence with gladness tonight, singing and rejoicing, knowing that you hear and answer our prayers. My God, tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, God, that triumphant warriors are coming forth tonight. You are raising them up tonight in the name of Jesus. You are preparing an army that will triumphant over every setback, every roadblock, every hindrance. Oh, by Shaman the Bahia, we were triumphant over every evil, every old-bear man and old-bear women. We are, my God, a triumphant warriors tonight. We have the power to set the captive free from every addiction tonight, from violence and bloodshed. As triumphant warriors, you gave us the power to set the murderers free, the suicidal man or woman free. Oh, God, you gave us the power to set that mentally ill person free, that God is dealing with sickness and illness tonight. As triumphant warriors, we have the power to set them free, God. We have the power to set homosexuality free, God, and the lesbians free tonight, God. We have the power to set incest free and rapists free, God. We have the power tonight as triumphant warriors to set the drug dealers and the drug addicts free and those involved in gangs, oh God, and violence tonight. We are called triumphant warriors. And I believe tonight, God, there are many, God, triumphant warriors on this line. And as triumphant warriors, we are called to go to the prison and set the prisoners free, to go to the rehabilitating sectors and set them free, juvenile delinquency centers and set the children free in the name of Jesus, to set those who are oppressed and depressed by the devil. We are called to set them free. Hallelujah. Tonight, we will set those free that are bound by demonic forces because we are triumphant warriors tonight. We wrestle not against flesh. We wrestle not against blood tonight, but against the prince of the power of the air. Hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus, our fight is against spiritual wickedness that is lurking, God, in high places. On this night, we, God, my God, on tonight, our God, our fight is against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And as triumphant warriors, you gave us power over all the powers of the enemy. And we exercise our rights and power tonight. Hallelujah. As your warriors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare that we are delivered from the bondage of sin. We have the power, God, to deliver those that are bound by sin on tonight. We declare as triumphant warriors that the chains are breaking right now as we pray. Yokes are being destroyed right now, God. Burdens are being lifted right now. Hallelujah, God, as we come forth triumphant over the plans of the enemy. Thank you for deliverance, God. As triumphant warriors, we are delivered from the spirit of poverty and lack tonight. Repossessions and foreclosures will not find our doorstep. Hallelujah, we are delivered tonight as triumphant warriors from depression and oppression and from frustration and confusion. We are delivered from failures and fear, doubt and unbelief. We are delivered tonight, God, from lack of faith and lack of trust in you. Hallelujah, on tonight. That was sent, oh God, by every demonic force to cause us to lose faith and trust in you. We cancel it tonight. Hallelujah, in Jesus' mighty name. We send back every force to the pit of hell from whence it came in the mighty name of Jesus. As we lift up our voice tonight as the body of Christ, hallelujah, Jesus, as leaders on this line tonight, we declare we have the victory, hallelujah, God, and they will triumphant over all the plans and the plots of the enemy. Every leader tonight, hey God, every my God church tonight that is ordained by you, every apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the teachers, the ministers, God, hallelujah, the pastors, our triumphant warriors tonight. In the name of Jesus, this is the time we are celebrating women all over this world. We lift every woman up to you tonight. Jesus, we declare you have called us to be prayer warriors, to stand in the gap, to stand on the wall. You called us as women tonight of faith, to hallelujah tonight, that knows how to touch the heart of God, that can get a breakthrough in prayer. As warriors tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, you have called us to make a difference, to go to the women's prison, to set them free in the name of Jesus, to go to shelters, hallelujah, to reach the hurting and single mothers that are struggling, hallelujah, on their own. We lift up a prayer for them tonight. Hallelujah, God, women that are dealing, my God, tonight with marital issues and family issues, ministry issues, health issues, mental issues tonight. We declare that you are more than conqueror. We declare that women tonight that are struggling, that you are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ on tonight. You have the victory tonight in the name of Jesus. You are a triumphant warrior. God is going to use you and use your story for his glory tonight. Whatever you are dealing with and going through, God said to tell you he's going to use your story for his glory on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's time for women warriors to come forth like never before. We declare that the spirit of the warrior are released right now upon every woman, God, in this atmosphere on tonight. Father, you are raising up women in the last hour with a spirit of Deborah, who was a prophetess and first judge in the history of the Christianity and in Israel. She is the first woman warrior in the Bible. Hallelujah, God. And you raise it up, God, those with the spirit of Esther, the liberator of Israel, who saved a nation from genocide, from being destroyed, who risked her life to save others. We release tonight the spirit of Abigail, another woman warrior, a woman with wisdom. Tonight, Jesus, who was able to touch the heart of David to stop from killing her husband. And you're calling for warriors, God, women warriors on tonight. Release the spirit, God, of Rahab, who was used to protect the men of Israel out of the land. Hallelujah. We release, God, your anointing tonight to call for the warriors. Release the spirit of Ruth, who was faithful and bold enough to take a risky decision to leave God her family and to leave her homeland to find the man that God had it for her. In the name of Jesus, release the spirit of Mary, the mother of Jesus, who was not afraid to trust in the power of God and brought forth the word of God, who became one of the greatest women upon the face of the earth. You are looking for available vessels to use to bring forth your word in this last hour. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you tonight. As God tonight released the spirit of Miriam, her bravery caused her to save her brother Moses' life by helping her mother hide him for 3 months. Give us discernment, God, to know, hallelujah, when to protect other people. In the name of Jesus, as triumphant warriors tonight, in the name of Jesus, release the spirit of Jacobin, Moses' mother, who refused to obey the king that was on an assignment to destroy the lives of the young boy. She saved the life of the prophet God gave to her. In the name of Jesus, as triumphant warriors tonight, God, give us the boldness we need to obey you and not men, that we will not be afraid of your faces. In the name of Jesus, release the spirit of Lydia tonight, a successful businesswoman who was associated with affluence, royalty, and authority. She led her entire whole soul, her household, to Christianity. And you're looking for the women, God, with the spirit of warriors tonight. Release that Proverbs 31 anointing to be effective at home and in society and on the jobs and in the churches and in your marriages tonight in the name of Jesus. Release the spirit of Phoebe tonight. Hallelujah, who was a trailblazer that paved the way for female ministry and work in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, release the spirit of Priscilla tonight, the multi-talented businesswoman that my God works with her husband in ministry, hallelujah, and the work of missionary. And in his business, she helped him out. Help us as women tonight that are called to be warriors, hallelujah, to have a submissive spirit. Oh God, to the head of the womb and the head of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, God is calling us as women to be triumphant warriors in every area of our lives. And so we declare tonight that triumphant warriors are coming forth in this last hour in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare, God, tonight, hallelujah, God, that you're calling for men, hallelujah, men to take their place as warriors in the home and warriors in the kingdom of God. Release the spirit of David upon every man that you have called and chosen to be a warrior, a mighty man of war who God has chosen and raised up to be king. Release the spirit of Gideon tonight, who listened to the voice of God and defeated the Midian army with just a few men and saved his people. God is speaking to men tonight, hallelujah, that will hear his voice. Glory to God, that will obey his voice to bring deliverance into the lives of his people. Release the spirit of Moses that had an encounter with God. Hallelujah, God, may the men have an encounter with you. Hallelujah, tonight that they will spend their time in the presence of God to bring deliverance to their homes and their family and ministries and the nations around the world. The world tonight, Moses delivered millions of people. Glory to God, hallelujah. Millions of people from the bondage, hallelujah, of Egypt because he yielded himself to the Spirit of God. Cause men to have that you have chosen, God, to use their minds, oh God, for your glory, and that they would yield their spirit to you tonight so that they will submit to your leading and your guiding them in the way that they should go. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them a desire to be in your presence. Give men the desire to intercede. Give men the desire to be triumphant warrior. Ask God to come forth as warriors in prayer in the name of Jesus so that your will can be done in the earth. Ask God tonight as it is done in heaven in the name of Jesus. Release now, God, the spirit of Joshua upon the men that you have to lead in the name of Jesus. This is the Joshua generation. Hallelujah, God. He was called as a warrior to set Israel free and to take them to their destination, the promised land. Hallelujah. He obeyed your instructions to that cause of my Koshamanda Boshaya. Oh, God, I see you. God, hit Kovansha. Yes, God, he obeyed your instructions. And the walls of Jericho came down, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah, God, I'm God, you're calling for men with the spirit of Joshua that will know when to move and know how to move so that things will begin to fall in place. In the name of Jesus, release the spirit of Elijah, one of the greatest prophets that God used in a mighty way with great signs and wonder following, who was used to destroy the wicked queen Jezebel. God, bring forth men with the spirit that when they see sin, when they see ungodliness and unrighteousness, they will take the boldness and the authority to deal with it in the name of Jesus. Release the spirit of Abraham, who had conquered tonight his enemies and took the land that God promised him. He was obedient to God, and God blessed him. We declare tonight, God is raising up men with the faith of Abraham. It's because of his faith. It was because of his faith. He was pleasing unto God. And so, God, where there is a lack of faith, release faith in the lives of the triumphant warriors tonight, in the lives of men that you call to be warriors on this night. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. Release the spirit of Samson, who was a hero in the Old Testament, who was known for his strength and courage. He did not have it all together. He messed up on you, God. But God, you still use them, oh God, to do your will, to destroy the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah on tonight. God is saying, hallelujah, glory to God. You might not have it all together, some men somewhere, some women somewhere tonight. He said, just trust him, hallelujah, and submit to his leading, hallelujah, submit to his direction, and you will reach your destination. You will come into alignment, called you to do. You will come into your full potential. Lord God, tonight, release tonight, Jesus, over this platform and upon every man, the spirit of Jacob that would fight until they get what they need, until they get a breakthrough. Fight until things change. Fight until my God promotion comes. Fight until your location. Oh God, till they meet their location. Fight until you change their name. Hallelujah, God. Until you change their status. Until you change their characters. Until, God, you release your blessings. Oh God, until you turn things around in their favor. Oh God, tonight, hear the voice of God calling. Hallelujah, God. Not only triumphant warriors, but he's calling for true prevailers. He is calling for mighty conquerors tonight. He is calling for overcomers tonight. Hallelujah, God, that would get up and war, oh God, in the night. War in the midnight hours. Warrior that would get up in the 3 a.m. hours. Hallelujah, tonight, in the name of Jesus. War as God, the most stand up a higher. You're calling for true prevailers and true warriors in this last hour. We have the victory tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God tonight. As triumphant warriors, God, we have the victory over death, hell, and the grave. We shall live and not die. We shall live and declare the works of the Lord God Almighty. And no weapon tonight that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare the blood of Jesus over our lives, our minds, our health, and our homes, over our children, over our ministries. Hallelujah. On tonight, over our relationships, God, over marriages tonight, over jobs and businesses, oh God, against every attack of the devil tonight. We have the victory tonight over every marine demonic force. We have the victory tonight over every witch and every warlock, every high priest and high priestess, hallelujah, that is sending out attacks against us right now as we pray. We have the victory over voodoos and hexes, charms, and that they're sending out, God, against us in this last hour. As warriors, we have the power over depression and oppression, God. We have the power over discouragement, over disobedience and rebellion, oh God. As triumphant warriors tonight, we have the power over every homosexuality and lesbianism spirit tonight, over every, my God, power that is exercised in this hour. Oh God, we have the power as triumphant warriors over every addiction, over every psychological, my God, effect, over physical, my God, and spiritual and mental and emotional bondage tonight. We have the authority, God, because we are triumphant warriors, and you gave us this authority, hallelujah, God, over every demonic attack, over every emotional bondage, over every condition and situation, circumstances, God, that come in our way, in the mighty name of Jesus. As triumphant warriors, oh God, we come to declare that no weapon formed, oh God, again it shall not prosper, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, we will not be deceived tonight, in the name of Jesus. We will not, God, in the manchekandos, we have the victory, oh God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, over every spirit of infliction and infirmity, every sickness and every disease on tonight, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, tonight. We have the authority, hallelujah, and the victory over our bodies and our health. We have the victory tonight over every demonic force that is operating from the underworld and the dark world, that operates from the ocean and the rivers and the streams. We send it back to the pit of hell from whence it came, in the name of Jesus. Demonic forces that are coming up, oh God, in the tsunamis and the earthquake, hallelujah, and volcano eruptions, they're coming up from the pit of hell. But we are covered with the blood of Jesus. We are triumphant. tonight, and no attack can touch us, God. And Lord, if you allowed it to happen, it's because you're going to get the glory out of our story in the name of Jesus. We have the victory over our nations, over our cities, over our regions, over our churches, ministries, over our homes and families, our children. We have it tonight. Hallelujah, God, we have the victory tonight. Hallelujah, God, that must shamble of a host against every spirit as triumphant warriors that is sent against our finances and God, our prosperity, our lives, our minds, and our souls. Oh, God, we have the victory tonight. Hallelujah, God, we neutralize every demonic power that is working against us. You are turning things around for our good as we give you praise tonight. Hallelujah, your favor is here tonight to bless your people. Everything the devil meant for bad, oh God, you have already turned. You have turned it. It is turning. God, tell me tonight to tell you that it is turning right now. He's turning it around. I don't know about you, but I receive it tonight. He is turning it around for our good. Hallelujah, God. You're calling for triumphant warriors from the east, the west, the north, and the south on tonight. You said, no, know ye the Lord, that he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are your sheep, the sheep of your pastures. You have made us glad through your works, through the work of your hand, and we will triumphant in the work of your hands. Tonight, Jesus, nothing will slow us down. Nothing will stop us. We will triumph over all the plans of the devil in this last hour, in the name of Jesus. You are calling us for us to be, Lord God, triumphant warriors. You're calling us up higher. Your God is warriors. You're calling God, and you're looking for the warriors tonight who led the worshipers out. But tonight I'm going to say, who led the warriors out? Where are the warriors tonight? Warriors, come forth. You are triumphant tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We declare, God, hallelujah, Jesus, as we come together during these times, God, of fasting and prayer, you are building us and making us, molding us, shaping us, forming us, breaking the will of our flesh. Break the will of the flesh. To break it tonight, God. Break the will of our mindset, that carnal mind on tonight, that we can become the warriors that you have chosen and ordained for us to be in this last hour. Oh, God, help us tonight. You are the porter, and we are the clay. Do with us, God, as you desire. It is all about you and your will being done in the earth, God, in this last hour. We give you thanks tonight according to your word in 2 Corinthians 2:14. You said, God, hallelujah, tonight you will cause us always to triumphant in Christ. My God, on tonight, and Christ is your anointing. My God, so you're telling us tonight that we will triumphant in the anointing, because it takes the anointing, hallelujah, and the power of the Holy Ghost for us to triumphant over all the powers of the devil. As triumphant warriors, God, we acknowledge that you have made us for your glory. It is for your glory. It's not for who was Shekhanda, for your glory tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are not our own. Many people acting, oh God, from the body of Christ, that they belong to themselves. But you come to remind us tonight that we do not belong to ourselves. Oh God, we do not belong to ourselves. We are your sheep. We are the sheep, God, of your pastures tonight. How, God, that you have, God, created to bring glory to your name. You said, enter your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Be thankful unto you and bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. We bless your name tonight, Master. Hallelujah, God. Your desire is for us to enter your gates with thanksgiving, to enter your courts with praise. We are on this platform tonight. And so we enter this platform with thanksgiving. We enter this prayer line with praise on tonight. We come together tonight to declare the spirit of the warrior is released upon us as we lift you up. This is the time and season for the triumphant warriors to raise up and take a stand, rise up and fight the good faith to take hold of eternal life. Rise up, triumphant warriors, with that ancient anointing. Psalms 92 and 4 says, "But thou, Lord, hast made us to be glad through thy works in the name of Jesus, and I will triumphant in the works of thy hand." Hallelujah. Tonight, we will triumphant as warriors in this hour. Hallelujah, God, as we come together to build your kingdom. Oh, God, bind triumphant warriors together. Bind your body together. Make us one, God, in the spirit, one mind and one determination. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, you are good, and your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endureth to all generations. We gather tonight to make a joyful noise unto you. We come together to lift you up and praise you. You are worthy beyond words to be praised. Hallelujah on tonight. Hallelujah tonight, God. As triumphant warriors, we declare tonight that there is no shadow of turning with thee. You can never change. Your compassion will not fail us, oh God. As triumphant warriors, your grace is sufficient for us. As triumphant warriors, and your truth, God, endureth to all generations. You are our God. It is you that have made us, God. Hallelujah, God. My God, tonight, as we come together, as you have instructed us to come together on this platform to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, the name that is above every name tonight, the name, God, that will make every knee in heaven, every knee on earth, and every knee under the earth to bow in this season. They will bow, God, and every tongue will confess that you are Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, God, you're welcome. Welcome, welcome, Jesus, to do what you want to do as we, the triumphant warriors, come together, God, from near and far, from every nation, every city, every state, from every island, from far and near. My God, every race and every nationality, every language tonight, to give you praise. We are, my God, grateful and thankful tonight that we are alive and in the land of the living, because the dead cannot praise you. Hallelujah on tonight. Oh, God, be thankful tonight in the name of Jesus. While we have a chance, oh God, we should give you the praise. While the blood is running warm in our wings, oh God, and no more shanda bahaya, and through our bodies, hallelujah, God, we ought to give you the praise as triumphant warriors tonight. We may not have the chance to praise you tomorrow, because tomorrow isn't promised to none of us on this platform, your holy name, and give you the glory and praise that you really deserve on tonight. You are an awesome God, and your mercy is everlasting. From everlasting, God, we praise you as triumphant warriors tonight. We thank you for the changes that are taking place in our lives during these times of fasting and prayer. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for doing it. Oh, God, a new thing in our lives. We need you, God. We can't do without you, God. Hallelujah on tonight. We praise you, God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Jesus is King of all the earth. His name shall be one. He is just one Lord. As triumphant warriors, we overcome, oh, God, tonight. And we come on one accord tonight, God, with one voice, as one body, as one church, one army tonight. We, God, overcome in the name of Jesus tonight, because we are triumphant warriors. And so we shout unto the Lord tonight with the voice of triumph, with the voice of victory, for he is putting people, oh God, he's calling people from every nation, oh God, tonight. Oh God, there was stand. Hallelujah tonight, for he's putting people and nations, God, oh God, my God, together in the name of Jesus. We stamp on the head of the serpent and the devil tonight. Satan, you are under our feet as triumphant warriors. We triumphant over your head. We step on the head, oh God, of every constricting serpent, every python tonight, request the head of the serpent, not crawling creatures, no evil, no plague, no pestilence can come nigh our dwelling on this night. In the name of Jesus, no demon or animalistic spirit can come nigh us because we are triumphant warriors in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Though an host shall encamp against us, my heart shall not fear. You said, though wars shall arise against us, in this will we be confident. We have confidence tonight, knowing that God is on our side. He promised he will never leave us. He will never forsake us as triumphant warriors. He will be with us until the end of this world. No matter how the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord God is lifting up a standard right now against the plan of the enemy. No matter how hard the trials we may face, the Spirit of the Lord has come tonight to lift up a standard. The Holy Ghost is lifting up a standard tonight against those that fight against us as troop-availers in the name of Jesus. This is the season and the time God is speaking to us. He is looking for and calling for triumphant warriors. He is bringing them from the back to the front, my God, to war against the plan of the devil in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. On tonight, as overcomers, he is telling us tonight to make a shout. This is the night to shout. He said, lift up your voice and make a joyful noise unto him on this night. He said, shout unto the Lord with the voice of gladness. This is tonight, triumphant warriors. God is saying, if you know that you are a triumphant warrior, he's calling you to shout tonight. This is the time the joy of the Lord is giving us strength. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Psalms 144 and 1 said, blessed be the Lord God, my strength, which teacheth my hand to war and my fingers to fight. We are in a war, God, for our souls, our lives, our minds, and our salvation. We are in a war for our health. Oh, God, in our strength tonight, this is the time to take hold of eternal life. The warfare has intensified, and so we need to come up higher. God is saying, we need to come up higher, warriors. It's time for the warriors to come higher. It's time for the warriors to come out of their hiding places. Jesus, hallelujah, take us a little bit higher on tonight. Take us a little bit closer to you, God. In the name of Jesus, it is time to use our fingers and hands to fight, to pull down some strongholds. Right there you are. Hallelujah. God said, begin to use your hands and finger to pull down every opposition, pull down every assignment. Become a warrior tonight and begin to pull down the plots and the plans of the enemy. Pull down every fiery dart, every arrow of affliction, every arrow of infirmity. God said, pull it down tonight. Pull down every sickness and disease tonight. Pull down high blood pressure. Pull down sugar diabetes. Pull down, my God, cancer. Pull down blood clots. Pull down arthritis. Pull down spasms. Pull down heart attacks. Pull down strokes. He said, he made your hands to war and your fingers to fire. God said, raise your hand and begin to pull down every attack that has been sent from the pit of hell. Hallelujah, God. Whatever it is tonight, I hear God saying, I give you power to pull it down right now. Put it under your feet. Crush the head of the serpent tonight, tonight, tonight. Lord, send your fire right now to destroy and eradicate tonight, God. Mashambo, Shamanda, everything that is not like you. We neutralize every satanic power that is operating right now. God said to stop sitting down and accept the negative talk. Don't sit down and accept negativity over your life from the enemy anymore. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. The devil is a liar tonight. We are triumphant warriors. Everyone tonight is a triumphant warrior. God can do anything but fail. Father, deliver us tonight. Deliver, deliver in the name of Jesus from every doubt, fear, and unbelief. Stir up someone's faith tonight. Stir up the faith. blind, that you are an overcomer. Our God, you are an overcomer tonight. Hallelujah, tonight. If you know that you are, our God, have the victory on tonight. If you know tonight that you are a triumphant warrior, oh God, we should be shouting for joy. Come on, there you are. Hallelujah, just shout unto the Lord. Lift up your voice like a warrior, oh my God, and give God the praise on this night. This is the night of, oh my God, for God to exalt. This is the night, God, to cry aloud in the name of Jesus. We exalt you tonight. This is the night God is saying to shout with the voice of triumph. Give him all the glory, because my God, your enemies are being defeated. Right now, as you come in agreement with this prayer, God is telling us tonight, oh, he's telling us tonight that this is the night to shout for joy. This is the night, my God, tonight, to lift up your voice like you have never done before and cry aloud. Let the sounds of shout of joy go up tonight. Let the high praises of God be heard tonight. Moses,
all participants are unmuted.
Begin to sing and give thanks unto God, because God has dealt with
us tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, Yes, Triumphant warriors on tonight. We give God
praise. We thank God for what he's done. We thank him for what he's yet doing in the midst of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank him tonight for the voices of triumph. Amen on tonight. For truly, we have the victory. And we bless God on tonight. We bless him. We thank him. Amen, Jesus. Truly, if we had 10,000 tongues, people of God, it's priceless for all that the Lord has done and is doing in the midst of us on tonight. Amen. We give God thanks for you, woman of God. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. Truly, truly, hallelujah, we can say that the Lord has done us well. Amen. Glory to God. And while you are there in the praise, glory be to God, we just want to, glory to God, give you our scriptures, our prayer points for tomorrow. Amen. This is our prayer point for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the, amen, Jesus, time of the majestic overcomers. Time for the majestic overcomers. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, people of God. And we have come a long way. Amen. We've come a long way. Amen. And we thank God for all that he's done in this time, just in this time, in these 7 days. We thank God for all that he has done. Glory to God. This is a time of rejoicing. Amen. This is a time, glory to God, that the Lord is breathing upon us. Hallelujah. Stirring us. Amen, Jesus, and all that he deposited within us in this time. Amen. Glory to God. So the high praises of the Lord continue to go forth and ring forth. Amen. Even as we're coming to the end of this 40 days of prayer and intercession. And tomorrow, people of God, as we just stated, is the time of the majestic overcomers. It's the time of the majestic overcomers. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to give you some scriptures. Amen, Jesus, to go along with, amen, Jesus, the majestic overcomers. If you will, go ahead and get your pen and pencil, amen, so that we can give you these scriptures, amen, so that you can concentrate on them as you are fasting, if you are fasting, or just to bring your spirit in to be.
It is too, and not, some of this is too prevalent tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My God. Excuse me. It is the true prevailers. Amen, Jesus. Day number 36. Amen. Glory to God. Just getting excited. Glory to God. It is. It is the true prevailers on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Thank you for that correction, oh God. Amen, Jesus. Time of the true prevailers on tomorrow night. People of God, we want you to come. We want you to come ready. Amen, Jesus. Let us give you the scriptures for you to meditate on and for you to read. Glory to God as you are in your time of prayer and as you're in your time of consecration. Amen. The first scripture is Romans 3rd chapter, 4th verse. Romans, the 3rd chapter, the 4th verse. Amen. The next scripture is Titus, the 1st chapter, and the 2nd verse. Titus, the 1st chapter, and the 2nd verse. Amen. John, the 18th chapter, and the 37th verse. John, the 18th chapter, and the 37th verse. As well, John, the 14th chapter, and the 6th verse. John, the 14th chapter, and the 6th verse. Next scripture is Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter and the 4th verse. Deuteronomy 32:4. The next scripture, Hebrews, the 6th chapter, 18th verse. Hebrews, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. Amen. The next scripture, John 17 chapter, verses 17 through 19. John 17 chapter, verses 17 through 19. Next scripture is John, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse. John, the 8th chapter and the 32nd verse. Amen. Glory to God. Ephesians, next chapter. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, 15th verse. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, 15th verse. Amen. The next scripture, John, the 4th chapter, verses 23 and 24. John, the 4th chapter, verse 23 and 24. Next scripture, Psalms 100, verse 5. Psalms 100, verse. Next scripture is 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter and the 3rd verse. 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd verse. Next scripture, James, the 5th chapter and the 11th verse. James, the 5th chapter and the 11th verse. And our last scripture, 1 Peter 1 and 25. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse 25. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise. People of God, we thank God. Listen, tomorrow is day number 36. Amen, Jesus, we want you to come. Amen, Jesus, it shall be. Amen, we'll be praying in the spirit of the true prevailers. Amen, glory to God, true prevailers. Remember that as you're reading your scriptures. Amen, the spirit of the true prevailer. Amen, so we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, we thank God again for you, prophetess. We bless God for this night. Amen. We bless God for all that he's doing and all he has done in his 40 days of prayer. People of God, I know you feel different. I know you feel lifted. I know you, amen, are seeing turnaround. Amen, Jesus, I know it. I see it. Glory to God. Amen. And I rejoice, amen, in the Lord. Amen. For the victory. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to Prophetess Duncan. Amen. And she's going to close us out. People of God, amen. Don't forget, come on back tomorrow night. Amen. We have just a few days left, amen, in this 40 days of prayer. Amen. So we're going to turn it back over to Prophetess so that she can feel this prayer. People of God, and you can get ready. Amen, Jesus, for the next day. God bless you, prophetess. You have the platform.
Amen. We give God the praise and the glory tonight for presence. But surely the presence of the Lord is in the midst of us on this platform. And we don't take the glory. We don't take the praise, but we give it all to him. And I just want to remind you that God is saying tonight, as I read this for you, that now thanks be unto God, which always caused us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And so God, Jesus already did all the work for us. So he just wants us to believe that he has done the work. He wants us to live and act as if the work is already done. But hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God. And I can say for sure, I don't know about you, but I know for sure that God has showed up, and I am expecting, and he wants us to expect a turnaround. He wants us to expect something different to take place in our lives. And that's why we pray for God to move. And by faith tonight, I believe with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, that God moved in someone's life tonight and changes have taken place as we were giving him glory, changed, and for breaking yokes were being destroyed, burdens were being lifted as we praised him tonight. And so as triumphant warriors, we have to believe and know that we surely have the victory. And now, God, I feel this prayer tonight. I feel everyone tonight gathered with the blood of Jesus against every attack, against every backlash and spirit of it that is on an assignment tonight. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Against every fiery dart and arrow of the enemy, Satan, our enemy tonight. We thank you, God, for putting a hedge of protection stretching out as against your blood. Protect us and keep us with your blood through the night, God. Cover our homes, cars, our family, our children, whatever it is, God, we put it in your hands. And as we leave this platform but not your presence, may the hallelujah, Jesus, glory, yes, God. Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, glory, may the angels of Almighty, yeah, yes, God. Hallelujah, may the angels, oh, glory of Almighty God, go before us and make every crooked path straight, yes, Lord. And make every, oh, glory, rough road full of God be blessed wherever you are, where you're listening from. Blessings upon you tonight until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight, people of God. And we look to see you, hear you on tomorrow night. Blessings again to each of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.